Solutions and Local Focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City. First game of the night over with, won by Lord Central Catholic Knights and Girls. They beat Fall City 49-9. Other scores around the area tonight. Sacred Heart Girls picked up a win over Dylan Rodell 62-16. Palmyra defeated Auburn 37-26. And Sterling and HGRS got together with HGRS winning over Sterling 47-19. That's our girls' scoreboard so far. Again, a reminder, if you are looking for Sacred Heart basketball tonight, the Irish on the road out of Dylan Rodell. Randy Catula's got the call of that one tonight over on sister station Sunny 101.3. Here it is the Knights of Lord Central Catholic, 1-8. The Fall City Tigers, 1-8. In our boys' game, we'll have the contest. Look at the starters coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Robert Olberding from Community Medical Center in Fall City, Nebraska. We have some exciting news. CMC, the Nebraska Med Center, and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center are partnering up for the Partners in Prevention Cancer Screening event on January 15th. Men 45 and older, if you haven't gotten your PSA checked yet, why don't you come out to the hospital to do that? Again, that is Community Medical Center Cancer Screening event on Thursday, January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Fall City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to McNair Henderson Fieldhouse, and let's take a look at the starting lineup for our boys' game tonight. First of all, for the visitors from Nebraska City, Coach Skylar Wojta will go with this starting five. Toby Poppleton is a 6-foot sophomore. Sam Edmeyer is a 6-foot senior. Hudson Rutt is a 6'4" sophomore. Van Poppleton is a 6'1" senior. And Oscar Krogh, a 6'4" senior. So a definite height advantage in this contest to the Knights this evening. For the Tigers, and Coach Jackson Baum in his second year for the Tigers, his starting five tonight, 5'7" junior Bodie Jones, 5'10" junior Paxton Armbruster, 6'2" sophomore Elijah Layden, 6'3" senior Ethan Morris, and a 5'11" junior Jacoby Banger. Bodie Jones, Paxton Armbruster, Elijah Layden, Ethan Morris, and Jacoby Banger, your starting five tonight for the Fall City Tigers. Tigers in action again tomorrow. They'll be up in Meade for a girl-boy doubleheader tomorrow afternoon. And the starters are about to be introduced to the crowd here on hand tonight at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. We'll take another one-minute break and be back and tip the boys' game off. Coming up on KTNC, Fall City and Auburn.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. We're getting ready to go. The Knights have been introduced. The Tigers are being introduced. Good crowd on hand here. A terrific following for the Knights tonight from Nebraska City. And Tiger side pretty well full as well. And still a bunch of them out in the common area having a little snack between games. About 3/4 filled up upstairs and ready to go. Stepping into the center circle, Hudson Rutt, 6'4 sophomore for the Knights. Tigers jumping center, Elijah Layden. And we are ready. The Tigers will go left to right towards the east basket to start the ball game. Here we go. Ball is tipped. The Knights will control it out on the sideline. And to the front court comes Sam Ebmeyer. Ebmeyer stands in the circle of midcourt off to Toby Poppleton. Toby Poppleton picks up his dribble, throws to the middle, knocked loose from Vance Poppleton. Now he dribbles in, throws the ball left, and a shot off the glass from the left side for Hudson Rutt puts the Knights ahead by a score of 2-0 here in the early going. Tigers coming to the front court here. Out top of the basketball, Paxton Armbruster. He'll off to Bodie Jones on the right side beyond the circle. He'll go to the wing with the pass now to Banger. And now back out to the top, Ethan Morris drives up, shoots, and out and back in it goes. It went to the rim, it went to the backboard, and now we have it tied at 2 apiece. First tie of the ball game. Here we go. 7 minutes to go, first minute gone by here. The Knights have it on the floor, picked up by the Tigers. Throw it ahead to Bodie Jones, and the layup rolls across the flat iron, won't go. He had a man chasing him. Follow shot, no good for Armbruster. And here come the Knights with the basketball to the front court. All right, over to the left side wing, and now back out. Knocked loose, stolen by Paxton Armbruster. He drives into the paint against two defenders, and offensive foul. Yeah, he dipped the shoulder. He had two defenders there, dropped the shoulder into one of the defenders, and it will be the Knights basketball. Ready to roll in the backcourt now. Hudson Rutt will trigger in. What did the horn sound for? Fouls on 10, not 12, fellas. They had 12 on the scoreboard. The fouls on Paxton Armbruster, number 10, not 12. All right, here we go. Full court zone pressure by the Tigers here. And the ball is dropped, picked up again by Vance Poppleton. He goes down the lane, whips the ball to the corner to Toby Poppleton. Three ball, no good. Weak side rebound. Picked off, shot up is no good by Oscar Krogh. And he's going to be fouled on the putback attempt by the Tigers. That foul on Ethan Morris. Ethan had fallen down, got back up. And when he got back up, he jumped into the shooter a little bit. And that will put Krogh on the line to shoot a pair here. Free throw on the way up, no good. Second one coming here for the 6'4" senior. Tigers going to take part in the 93rd annual Fairfax Invitational coming up next weekend. Free throw, no good, and the rebound grabbed up by Bodie Jones of the Tigers. He'll get it away up the floor to Jacoby Banger. Now to Armbruster, cross court with a skip pass with the ball. Morris, bounce pass down underneath the basket. Inside and back out. They try to get it back out of there to Armbruster. And we've got a whistle and we've got a foul on the Knights. Foul on Sam Ebmeyer. His first and the first foul on the Knights. triggering from the baseline will be Armbruster. He looks. He lobs out top near midcourt to Jones. Off the right side to Morris. Morris double team, bounces over to Jones on the left side of the floor. They play catch out top now. Right side, faking the three. Armbruster back out. Now in the middle, in the circle, driving in, shooting, scoring, and fouled will be Jacoby Banger. Banger got the bucket. The foul will go on Vance Poppleton. His first, team foul number two. Bucket good for Jacoby Banger. We're tied at four. No, Tigers are ahead. I'm sorry, 4-2. Free throw up, free throw good. The Tigers lead by three, 5-2 at the 5:48 mark. Poppleton in the backcourt. Now Eibmeier up the floor with the ball. Gives the ball inside in the paint. Forcing his way in, traveling with the basketball is called against Oscar Krogh. Krogh looks like a strong young man trying to take advantage of that size and strength. Forcing his way inside there, but he doesn't like that many times. He'll get whistled for a foul before long. Off the right side, the ball goes now and a drive up in the paint. Armbrust is stripped of the basketball. Going the other way with the ball is Ebmeyer. He's cut off at the baseline. We've got bodies all over the floor. Armbrust has got it, rolls over. Timeout called by the Tigers to save the possession. Jackson Baum up, calls the timeout. Tigers will have the ball in a 5-2 lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
5:16 to go here in quarter number one. The Tigers took the timeout to save a possession down there. They were going to lose the ball likely. A hell ball would have been theirs anyway. So the Tigers will inbound in the backcourt. Jones brings the ball in to Paxton Armbruster. Armbruster up the floor on the right side. Left side moves all the way to the hole. Up and in. Armbruster with a two-pointer puts the Tigers up by five here in period number one. In the backcourt now to the frontcourt with it is Ebmeyer. Ebmeyer fires a long three. It's up. It's no good. Oh, my goodness. A non-call. Wait a minute. We got three referees. They didn't all miss that, did they? No, they did not. Oscar Krogh over the back of the Tigers. The guy standing beside him didn't make the call, but the man out top saw it, called it, and the Tigers get the ball. They're up by 5-7-2. Armbruster tried to turn the corner. Got it. Gives away to Jones. Buddy Jones drives in. Gives the ball up in the middle for Morris. Morris back out. Now for three on the rim. Won't go for Morris. And now the rebound comes down to Krogh. Ahead come the Knights. They play the ball on the left sideline. Now back out to the top with it. Vance Poppleton, a 6'1 senior. Over to the right side. Three ball. Ebmeyer. Three ball. Up and good. And we've got a 7-5 ball game. Tigers up by two. Here is Armbruster down the lane. Nice move. Got between defenders but couldn't finish. And the rebound to the Knights. Ebmeyer on the run the other way. Open for three. Passed it up. Looks. Now gets the ball away to Toby Poppleton. He goes inside to Vance Poppleton. His pass down low to Krogh. They're too close together. And he got the pass to his feet. Out of bounds it goes. Tigers bring in Brock Cottle off the bench. 6'2" senior. Sitting down for the moment will be Elijah Layden. Tigers to the front court. Armbruster fires up a long three on the rim. No, and the rebound grabbed by Vance Poppleton. Push the ball up the floor to Hudson Rutt. Drives in, fends off the forearm. Out it goes. Poppleton, a bank shot from the right side for Toby Poppleton. And the lead now goes to the Knights, 8-7. Three ball good, and the Knights lead. Jones, the front court of the dribble. Off the left side for Jacoby Banger. Used up his dribble. Gets it away to Morris. Right side it goes. Jones, a around a pick and a foul, reach in foul. Who are we going to get? I think, let's see if I'm right. I'll tell you if I am and I am. It's on Vance Poppleton, his second foul this first quarter. Team foul number four in the period. One more will put the Tigers at the free throw line. So up the floor, Tiger basketball. Three ball up on the rim. One hop up, second hop won't go. Shot put up by Banger. The rebound brought down out of there by the Knights, by Vance Poppleton. Off the ball goes to Rutt on the right side. He gives it away. He gets it back. Krogh underneath the Vance Poppleton, and he's mugged. A blocking foul downstairs is what they call, but he'll be in the line to shoot a pair here. Foul on the Tigers going to go on Brock Cottle, his first. Team foul number three on Fall City. Vance Poppleton at the line for the first time in the game, and it rattles around and won't go. Knights are 0 for 3 at the line. They've got a couple of three-pointers. Tigers bring into the ball game here. Free throw up, won't go. And rebound grabbed up by Banger. End of the game for the Tigers. Let's see. Oh, I don't have that number on my program. Let's see who they got here. Here's a shot. A three ball. Left side up and good for Jacoby Banger. He's got 6 in the game, and the Tigers lead it now by a score of 10-8. Take it inside, a drive, Krogh back and in. Cottle cuts him off. Three ball at the other end on the right side is no good. Cottle the rebound off the miss by Hebmeyer. Tigers with the basketball coming the other way. Driving up, shot good. Two-pointer for the Tigers. That was Ethan Morris, and the Tigers are up 12-8. So the Tigers have Jacoby Banger in there, also in the ball game. Carson Simpson, that must be 32. Take it out top on the right side. Three ball up on the rim, won't go again for Hebmeyer. Rebound to the Tigers, up the floor, all the way in goes Morris. Leaves it back for three. It's off the mark, no good for Banger, and the rebound to the Knights. Minute and a half to go in the period. Back and forth we go. 8 for the Knights. Looking for 10. Up, drive, shoot, score, and a foul. Vance Poppleton will get the bucket and be at the line. Tiger foul will be on Jacoby Banger. That'll be his first. Team foul number 4 of the quarter on Fall City. Jacoby is out. Paxton Armbruster is out for the Tigers. Free throw coming for Vance Poppleton, 0 for 2 at the line. He sets, he fires, and rattles it in and out, and back in it goes. And we've got a one-point ball game. Vance Poppleton checks out of the contest. Into the Knights, Carter Bennett now. So here come the Tigers. Side to Cottle. Strong move up for the senior. It's up, it's good. And the Tigers up by 3, and a ball pass tipped by the Tigers, taken away by Fall City. With the steal, Morris, 3 ball, right side up and down on the right side. That was a 2-pointer for the Tigers. That was Simpson with the triple out there. Tigers now up 17-11. Their biggest lead of the ball game is 6 points. Out top, Sam Hebmeyer with the ball off the left side. Toby Poppleton fires a triple on the flat iron, won't go. And the ball nearly saved in. Good hustle, good try there by Hudson Rutt, but the ball just fought him all the way to the end line, and it goes out of bounds, and the Tigers will get it back. Cottle is out. Here comes Paxton Armbruster back in the game now for the Tigers. Also back in, Jacoby Banger. Sitting down will be Elijah Layden. And here we go. Up the floor, Bodie Jones with the basketball. Off to Armbruster for a long three from the right side. No. And the rebound grabbed up by Hudson Rutt. The Knights ahead up the floor to Toby Poppleton. Drives with the left hand off the glass. He's got her. He's got 5 in the game. And it's 17-13 for the Tigers. They lead by four. To the front court comes Paxton Armbruster. Top of the key. Keeps his dribble. Now off the right side and from the volleyball line, in and out, no good. At the buzzer, Jacoby Banner couldn't get it. And the follow shot was no good for the Tigers. Put up by Carson Simpson. So here we go. After one, it's 17-13 Fall City. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SMLP and C Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to Magner Henderson Fieldhouse after one quarter. It is Fall City leading the Knights 17-13. Here we go, back to live action now. Tiger basketball with it. Is going to be Paxton Armbruster off the right side now to Morris. And a drive by Jones. Won't go. Off the glass. Rebound on the deck. We'll have a held ball. See what happens here. It's going to be Knights basketball. Back to live action we go here. Bringing the ball up the floor, Toby Poppleton. Now on the left side baseline, Vance Poppleton. Now he gets it back. He's in the block on the left side, forces his way in, and rolls off the rim, no good. Pearl grabs the rebound, puts it back up. He can't get it to go from point blank. And the rebound ripped away by Ethan Morris. Tigers, the front court to Jones, stripped of the ball. It goes to a teammate. Into the paint, traveling the call on Jacoby Banger. So it will be a turnover by the Tigers. They lead 17-13. Here comes the Knights to the front court. With it, Sam Ebmeyer. Ebmeyer's going to pull up and shoot from 16. No good. Long rebound on the deck. Off the bounce, Jacoby Banger picks it up. Gives it to Jones. No, that is 24. That's Banner. And now back it goes to Armbruster. He'll shoot a triple. It won't go. And just Oscar Krogs grabs up the rebound. Second quarter action, 17-13. Fall City boys with the lead. A drive to the paint through traffic. Hudson Rutt lost it, got it back. Now out it goes to Poppleton. That is Vance Poppleton. Drives to the paint, throws up a wild shot. Won't go. Rebound grabbed by the Tigers, Jacoby Banger. Out on the right side now, Morris elevates from 15. No. Rebound grabbed by Vance Poppleton. He's playing with two fouls, the only player in the game so far with more than one. 6:05 to go here, first half. Tigers up by four. Left side three ball, way strong, no good that time by Hudson Rutt. Weak side rebound, Armbruster drives to the paint. Dishes it off underneath, and with a foot out of bounds there was Elijah Layden. The Knights bring Carter Bennett off the bench, a 5'10 freshman. Also checking in, Justice Kreifels, a 6'2 junior. Knights ball to the front court comes Sam Ebmeyer. Ebmeyer off with the pass to Vance Poppleton. High post they go, and now back out, and Toby Poppleton off the mark with a three-pointer. Rebound to Bodie Jones. Bodie grabs it, gives the ball up under the floor. Now he gets it back in the front court, off to Armbruster. Armbruster moving right. Gives the ball away there for Jacoby Banger. Right side of the floor. He looks around. Passes it off there to Layden. Layden to the left side wing to Paxton Armbruster. Back out top. Jones moves around a defender. Dishes underneath for a cut side. Up, no good for Ethan Morris. Good try. Nice entry by Jones over the top of a defender. But they couldn't connect. Here's a running one-hander. No good by the Knights, by Ebmeyer. Rebound and a run the other way for Banger. Under 5 minutes to go in the half. Armbruster out top against the zone defense of the Knights now. They're going to try to make the Tigers shoot him out of that zone if they can. Over on the right side of the basketball, Elijah Layden. Now to Morris. Morris, free throw line, dishes it back to Jones. He'll go to the right side baseline with a pass. And a dribble drive, trip up and off the glass. Good. Elijah Layden with the two-pointer for the Tigers. And Fall City is up by 6. To the front court comes Sam Ebmeyer. Ebmeyer with it. Left side gets the ball up to Toby Poppleton. Now back to Vance Poppleton. To the top again, Toby Poppleton. Tigers playing man defense. Into the paint, he goes, shoots it, misses it. Rebound to the jig man. Kreifel's inside. Double team blocked away nicely by the Tigers, but the ball finds the hands of Vance Poppleton, who puts it up and in for 2 in the paint. It's a 4-point Tiger advantage halfway through quarter number 2. Jones pass inside, taken away, stolen by the freshman. And a drive to the other end and a 2-point layup for Toby Poppleton. He's got 7. We've got a 2-point ball game now. Tigers up 19-17. Here come the Tigers in the front court. Seesaw on the dribble out top. Paxton Armbruster moves left side. Jones beyond the 3-point line. Guarded there by Toby Poppleton. Pass to the middle. Batted out of bounds. Off of the Knights. Into the game for the Tigers. Brock Cottle again, the 6'2 senior. Also checked in there, I believe it's Carson Simpson. Got him listed as 30 on my score sheet, but he could be 30 or 32 according to the program. All right, Armbruster will inbound. He'll bring it out top with the basketball. Banger gives the ball up and traveling will be called on Ethan Morris. And the Knights can tie it or take the lead this trip down the floor. 3:19 to go in the half. Tigers had it going pretty well their own way. But it's been a pretty good little run here for the Knights. The Tigers were up 6. Now they're up 2. Drive. Vance Poppleton. Offensive foul. That'll be his 3rd. No, it's not on him. They call it on Oscar Krug. He must have been sitting an illegal screen. His 1st. And the first team foul. His 2nd. And the first team foul of the 2nd quarter. So up the floor with the basketball to the front court. Paxton Armbruster. Off he goes in the middle with the pass. Jacoby Banger. Banger down to the right side, into the hands. And a dribble drive and a short shot up. No good there for the Tigers. That was a shot put up there again by Simpson. And now left side of the basketball, Toby Poppleton. Off the right side now to Sam Ebmeyer. He dribbles around, gets open, thought about a 3, didn't. Vance Poppleton will, and now he'll give the ball out for a 3-ball from right side to Ebmeyer. No good. Follow-up layup. Good by Toby Poppleton. He's got 9, and we are tied at 19, our 2nd tie of the ball game. All right, Tiger basketball. Front court. Little drought for the Tigers on offense here. Left side, faking, driving is Bangert off the glass. Good. Jacoby Banger's got 8 in the first half. It's a 21-19 Tiger lead. Toby Poppleton, front court, left side wing. Out to Vance Poppleton, now right side at the elbow. Skip the ball around and drilling it back out to the top will be the Knights. Take it over to the left side of the floor. Into the high post, Vance Poppleton down the lane through traffic. Split 2 defenders and put it up and in. He's got 7 and we're tied again at 21 apiece. To the right side, 3-ball, no good by Simpson. Long rebound out on the sideline, ran down by Toby Poppleton. Now the Knights can take the lead here with 90 seconds to go in the first half. Here's a pass, stolen, stolen by the Tigers on the run. It'll be Simpson, and his pass back knocked away, stolen, and then the Knights turn it over as Carter Bennett starts up the floor. He loses it off his leg, and it goes out of bounds. Tiger ball at midcourt. Up and down the floor we go, fast-paced action. So the ball comes in now to Jacoby Banger. Three ball up, good from the right side. That's a triple for Elijah Morris. He's got seven, and the Tigers are up three. Back we come the other way, and a bounce pass to the free throw line to Hudson Rutt. Pass down to Krogh. Back out to Vance Poppleton, now to Toby Poppleton. He will give the ball away now to Epmeyer. Right side, Vance Poppleton against two defenders. Passes across the lane. Layup on the weak side coming the other way. Two-pointer good there for Epmeyer. He's got five in the game, and it's a one-point Tiger lead. On the right side, into the paint with the dribble. There goes Layden. He gives the ball back out top. Morris spins in trouble, gets it away out top. Now Banger pulls up, in and out, wouldn't go. Oh, that's a tough one for the Tigers there. 24 seconds to go, a one-point advantage for Fall City. To the front court, Epmeyer as the Knights look for the lead here on a final shot. Cross court, Toby Poppleton. He's going to drive it up and give to Epmeyer. 10 on the clock. Gives the ball away to Rutt. Rutt between the circles. Jones all over him. Epmeyer, a long three is short. When the clock keeps running, 1.2 seconds to go. Tigers have to go full court here, but they should retain their lead here at halftime. Triggering the ball in will be the Tigers. It comes in to Elijah Layden. Armbruster fires up, just about hit the shot clock. After one half of play, it's Fall City Tigers 24, Lord Central Catholic 23. We're back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
There's a new year, being a new you. Kickboxing and Krav Maga classes at Hello Martial Arts are a great workout that anyone can do. Start anytime. The first class is free. And in January, get $10 off your first punch card and $20 if you sign up with a friend. We also have free trial week February 2nd to 7th. Find out more about our classes and free trial week at HelloMartialArts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts, Fall City, 402-380-3383.
2026 is here. Start the new year strong with F&M Bank. Whether you're planning big dreams or just want a better way to manage your money, F&M offers great loan rates and checking products designed just for you. Stop by the main branch at 1701 Stone Street or cruise through the convenient drive-thru at 1500 Harlan Street in Fall City. The friendly team is ready to greet you with a smile and help you make the most of your money. F&M Bank. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse in Fall City at halftime. It's 24-23, the Tigers lead. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from dead. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the first half, the scoring goes like this for the visitors, for the Knights. They are led by Toby Poppleton with 9 points in the ball game, 7 for Vance Poppleton, 5 in the can contest for Sam Epmeyer, 2 for Hudson Rutt for their total of 23. They are 1 for 5 at the free throw line in the first half. Vance Poppleton and Oscar Krogh, 2 fouls apiece. for the Fall City Tigers in the first half. It's Jacoby Banger with 8-7 for Ethan Morris. We've got 3 points for Carson Simpson, 3 for Cam Huppert. No, that's not right. Excuse me. That's where we had the numbers mixed up. 2 for Paxton Armbruster, 2 for Elijah Layden. We've got 2 for Brock Cottle and 3 for Carson Simpson. That's what we got. Tigers 1-for-1 at the free throw line in the first half. Nobody with more than one foul in the ball game for the Tigers at this point. We had 3 ties and 3 lead changes in the first half of tonight's ball game. Fall City leads it 24-23. In the girls' game tonight, it was a win for the Knights. They picked up the victory over Fall City 49-9. Other games around the area. Sacred Heart beat Dono Dillon girls' play 62-26. Palmyra beat Auburn 37-26. Sterling and H. Stress got together, and the Titans picked up the win over Sterling 47-19. That's our halftime report. It's presented by Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll send things back to the studio, break from our sponsors, thank them for bringing the action. We'll check the weather for the weekend, then be back with more spots from our friends to bring you the action. All of our sponsors are back to the second half action coming up here in a few minutes on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. A chance of snow tonight, not much in the way of snow accumulation. Heavier snow stays off to our southwest. Temperatures fall back into the mid-20s with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday, lots of sunshine and highs reaching the mid-40s with winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Saturday night, clear with temperatures dipping back to around 20 degrees and northwesterly winds at 5 to 10. Sunday, sunshine with a high temperature of 40 and west winds at 5 to 10. Sunday night, mainly clear and a low temperature in the mid-20s. Monday, plenty of sun with highs in the low 50s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Wednesday, sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 40s. Thursday, sunshine with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 38.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back to the back near Henderson Fieldhouse. The second grade game is over here at halftime. Very entertaining. 24-23, the Falls City Tigers leading the Florida Central Catholic Knights here at halftime tonight in this Sparky Boys basketball game. Coming up next week, the Tigers will be taking part in the Fairfax Invitational. Girls play on Monday. I believe the boys play their opening round game on Tuesday. I had all that information for you, but it's all laying on my desk at work. The Medeca's tournament also is next week, involving a lot of the area teams from southeast Nebraska that will be playing in that. We'll have selected games from the tournament, starting with the semifinals Thursday afternoon and evening on both KTNC and Sunny 101.3. It looks like girls' finals on Friday and boys' finals on Saturday, depending on who's playing in those games next week from the Medeca's tournament. If you are looking for Sacred Heart basketball tonight, they're on sister station, Sunny 101.3. Randy Gatula at Odell to bring you the Irish and Phil Odell tonight, as that contest should be at halftime. Sacred Heart girls won tonight 62-26 over Dylan Odell. H. Harris and Sterling, they'll both be in the Medeca's next week. H. Harris with a win 49-19 tonight. Palmyra beat Auburn 37-26 tonight. Those are the girls' scores that we have from earlier this evening. And looking for the boys' scores up here at the top of the page, there's Indian. The Dorothy Griffins leads Sagan Art after one quarter tonight, 20-18. That's a wild one. 20-18 after one. That's over on Sunday 101.3. And at halftime, HTRS leading Sterling in boys basketball, 26-13 tonight. So that's a look at the scores we have around the area at this point this evening. Coming up here, we've got second half action of our boys' game between the Knights and the Tigers here. Both teams looking for their second win of the season here tonight. Ready to roll? Here we go. It's going to be Tiger basketball to start this third quarter. Tigers will go left to right toward the west bucket here in the second half. All right, Bodie Jones will inbound the ball to Paxton Armbruster. Also in there, Elijah Layden, Ethan Morris, and Jacoby Banger for the Tigers. Facing a man-to-man defense here, it looks like. Start in the middle of the zone. No, it's a man. Inside, the ball goes in the paint. Kick it back out. Armbruster, three ball, right side short. No good. The rebound grabbed up by Poppleton. Now here come the Knights to the front court in the first of Sam Edmeyer. Edmeyer off the right side to Vance Poplin again in the corner. He dribbles out, gives the ball up for Hudson Rutt. Rutt with the basketball off the left side for Ebmeyer. Driving left, leans in on the left side with the right hand and got it to go. He's got seven, and the Knights have the lead, 25-24. So a one-point lead for the Knights. Fourth lead change in the ball game here. To the front court come the Tigers, looking to get it back. Jacoby Banger for 14, buries it. Banger in double figures with 10, and the Tigers lead back by one now. Ball nearly stolen. Rutt on the run, off the glass, too strong. The rebound grabbed up by the Tigers. Ethan Morris, he'll get it ahead to Armbruster, all in the paint. Takes on two defenders, and an offensive foul will be called on Paxton Armbruster. His second foul of the game. I believe they're both offensive fouls in this contest tonight. So the Knights will get the ball back here. 6:38 to go in the third. They trail by one. Armbrust are showing a little one-man press here. Now the ball's up the floor in the front court. Vance Poblin to Toby Poblin. Give it back to Vance down the lane. Off the glass, right side, good. Eden Devil, he's got nine now, and the lead back the other way. Here we go. Tigers looking to reclaim the lead here. Bodie Jones on the right side. Backs up with the dribble, now starts, moves to the left, passes the ball off there to Elijah Layden underneath. Oh, wide open was Morris, and the bucket is good. He got fouled. Boy, that's my little continuation there. He caught that ball with his back to the basket, got fouled, threw it up over his head, and it went in. So Elijah Layden with his second hoop has four. The Tigers reclaim the lead. Layden free throw up, in and out, no good. Rebound grabbed up by the Knights. That foul was on Oscar Krug, his third and the first foul of the third quarter on the Knights. 28-27, Fall City. Go the other way, stolen away. On the run, Paxton Armbruster. Two on two, Armbruster, whistle, and a block on the Knights. Foul on Toby Poppleton will be his first team foul, number two, on the Knights of Ward Central Catholic High School. Into the game for the Knights comes Carter Bennett, 5'10 freshman again. Tigers inbound from the baseline. Banger out top to Jones. Bodie gets the ball away. Down the lane goes Morris from the paint. 10-footer good. 2 point, make that nine for Morris now. The Tigers back up by three. Coach Wojden not having his defense in that exchange with the Tigers. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Out top with the ball, Oscar Krogh. Krogh with the basketball to Bennett. Bennett picked up his dribble all over him as Bodie Jones. 5 second call, getting close, got it. Bodie Jones with a tough defense, got the 5 second call on the freshman. He could not get away from Jones, and he couldn't open up to make a pass. Teammates didn't move enough that he could get a ball away. And the Tigers get the turnover. Jones to the front court. Now with the ball ahead to Bangert. Bangert gives the ball up there for Elijah Layden. Throws to the right corner. Nobody home. And it's out of bounds. It goes back to the Knights. With 5:10 to play in quarter number three. The ball inbounded in the backcourt. Sam Ebmeyer. Ebmeyer coming up the floor. To the left side. Gives the ball away there, over on the left side now to Toby Poppleton. Right side to the ball is Carter Bennett. Bennett will give the ball up, and is Ebmeyer thinking about a three. Paxton Armbruster goes out, knocks the ball away from him. Good, tough defense here for the Tigers. Forces his way in, and Krogh off the glass for his first two of the night. It's 30-29, the Tigers by one, 4:37 to go. Jones gives the ball up there. Ooh, Ethan Morris. Ethan, I'm not sure, is expecting that pass and nearly traveled, but he got it away. Bodie Jones, right wing, passes the ball out to the top now into the hands of Elijah Layden. Layden off the left side. Armbruster on the move to the paint. It's up too strong off the glass. And a foul on Elijah Layden as he runs into the rebounder, knocks him to the ground. His first team foul, number two of the half on the Tigers. Tigers bring in Brock Cottle, and also checking in now will be Carson Simpson. Jones will sit down along with Elijah Layton for the Tigers here. The Knights looking for another lead here. Give the ball off the way to Vance Poppleton. He passes off. He gets it back, and he's fouled as he goes to the hole on the right side of the lane. Coming our way to the scorer's table side, the foul will go on the Tigers. Jacoby Bangert, his second, team foul number three of the quarter. Vance Poppleton at the line looking for the tie with his first free throw. The senior eyes the basket. It's on the way. It's up. It's off the back iron. No good. He'll get another one here. 4:07 to play in the period. Vance Poppleton ready. Second free throw coming up. And no good again. Rebound out of bounds. They say it's off the Tigers. Jacoby Banger says, who, me? Not really. He says, I don't think so. I think that was wrong, sir. But the official gives it to the Knights. All right, bring the ball in. Edmeyer drives in and dishes off to Krug. He kicks it back out to the top, and now Edmeyer gets it back. Three ball on the rim. Won't go. Cottle rips down the rebound. All right, here we come to the front court. Armbruster straddles the three-point line on the left side. Now backs up. Cross court to Morris. Morris cross court in the hands now of Bangert. Bangert into the paint underneath. Cottle up and good on the right side. A terrific pass. Cottle with his second hoop, and the Tigers are up by three, 32-29. 3:25 to go in the third period. Down to Vance Poppleton. He got loose with a drop step to the baseline. Moves in, and a foul on the Tigers. Catching an elbow in the solar plexus that time was the Tiger, Ethan Morris. He got called for the foul, but he took the blow. And now back to the line goes Vance Poppleton. He is now 1-for-5 in the line, and this one is up and good, 2-for-6. And the score is 32-30. The lead for the Tigers by 2 here. Second free throw coming here. Free throw up, and he makes 2 in a row after starting 1-for-5. It's a 1-point ball game. To the front court we go now. Paxton Armbruster with the ball for the Tigers. Off the left side with the dribble. Morris gives the ball down on the inside, and a turnaround off-balance shot thrown up there by Bangert. He had to either shoot it or lose it with a travel probably that time. So the ball comes forward. The Knights looking for the lead for three. It's on the rim. It won't go for the freshman. Rebound grabbed up by Bangert as a miss for Carter Bennett. Right side in the hands of Ethan Morris at the 2:38 mark of the third quarter. Morris jump stop in the paint, and he threw it right to Toby Poppleton of the Knights. To the front court comes Edmeyer. He's looking for somewhere to go. He gets the ball away. Toby Poppleton, now he'll get it up to Carter Bennett. Goes in, and a reach and foul on the Tigers. As the play was going toward the bucket, the foul called on Paxton Armbruster, his third, and that will be 1-1. That's the 15th foul on the Tigers here. So at the free throw line, once again, Vance Poppleton shooting 1-1 this time. It's up and no shooting 2. Oh, yeah, there is no 1-1 anymore, is there? Excuse me. Forgot my basketball rules all of a sudden. No good on that one. So the best he can do is tie it. Sitting down will be Ethan Morris. Free throw up, and it is good, and we are tied at 32. Here come the Tigers. The front knocked loose by Edmeyer. Back court held ball will go to the Knights on the alternating possession. Good hustle by the Knights as they came out and jumped the Tigers on the pass. And now it'll be night ball in the front court on the right side of the floor with an inbounding Toby Poppleton. He goes to Vance Poppleton back out top. Edmeyer, they're looking for the lead. We've had 7 lead changes in this game. We've had 4 ties in this game. Hebmeyer, right side in the corner. Poppleton out top to Kobe Poppleton. Guarded her. Bodie Jones back in. Ball knocked loose off the... Oh, the Tigers say it went off the Knights. The Knights get the ball. The official standing right there said it went off the Tigers, off the hands of Jacoby Banger. The ball comes in to Kobe Poppleton at the 1:48 mark, 13 on the clock. Vance Poppleton brings it down. Nearly got a held ball. Out to Ebmeyer for three, no good. And a long rebound, hustled down by Vance Poppleton. They'll get a new shot clock here. Minute 33 left in the third quarter. Vance Poppleton, free throw line. Out to Ebmeyer, left side of the circle, beyond the arc. Underneath, it goes to Krogh. It goes off his hand, out of bounds. Tigers make a change here. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's one more you get, Coach. Coach Jackson Baum will bring out of the game Jacoby Banger, replaced in there now again by Ethan Morris. Bodie Jones, the front court with a dribble off the right side, now hands the ball away to Ethan Morris. To Cottle, to Jones on the left side. Bodie going to fire up a two-pointer, and it's on the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Poppleton. That's Vance Poppleton. He's double-teamed inside and finally gets the ball away to Ebmeyer. Ebmeyer pushes it ahead, and oh, how far did he walk? Yes, just about a block. He was nearly out to Jerry Brown Stadium that time. With the traveling violation, they call it on Hudson Rudd as he got tangled up and couldn't get the ball on the floor. 32 all, 55 seconds to go, third quarter at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, Fall City High School on this Friday night. Front court, Fall City basketball, 24 seconds on the shot clock. Here we go, back the other way. Left side of the basketball for three. It's up, it's in. That will be a three-pointer for Carson Simpson, his second of the ball game. The Tigers are up by three. The other way we go. Nice ball inside. Vance Poppleton over the front. Rolls, no, but a whistle and a foul. I'm going to be out of room for free throws for him here in a moment. He'll go back to the line. The foul on the Tigers on Brock Cottle. Brock gets his second. Team foul number six. Coach Jackson Ball comes out and says, Mr. Official, what exactly foul did he commit? He says he pushed him. Free throw up. Good. Vance Poppleton has made two in a row. We've got a two-point ball game. Cottle out, also out, Elijah Layden. It's Jones, Morris. Back in there is Simpson. Free throw, no. Rebound brought down by Morris. Armbruster's in there. And they get one more. Where's he at? Okay, Armbruster. Jacoby Banger back in. All right, Armbruster down the lane, taking on three defenders to the right side. Jones, three ball, too long. Rebound loose, picked up by Armbruster. No at the buzzer, but there's a whistle and there's a foul. Jones shot it before the buzzer. The rebound came down in the hands of the Tigers' Paxton Armbruster. He will be fouled by Kobe Poppleton, his first. And it's going to put Paxton Armbruster to the line to shoot two with nobody on the floor but him and the officials. He sets. He fires. It's up. It's off the mark. No good. He'll get one more here. Armbruster, 2 points in the ball game. First trip to the line for him tonight. The Tigers, prior to this, were 1-for-1. This is only their second and third free throws of the evening. On the way up and good. 1 out of 2. And that will end our third quarter. Fall City, 36. Lord Central Catholic, 33. We're back in 1 minute on KTSA.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, ready to go. Fourth quarter, the Tigers lead by three going into the final period here tonight. All right, here come the Tigers with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Bodie Jones will inbound the ball now to Paxton Armbruster off the right side with it. He goes there to Simpson. Had it knocked away, got it back over to Jones. Left side, around a man, goes inside with a pass, tipped away and stolen by the Knights. The Knights underneath to Krug, and he gets up and good. His second hoop of the ball game. We got a one-point ball game. Tigers up by one, 36-35 with that free throw to end the third quarter. And now it's Armbruster with attempted a bounce pass in the middle. Too strong, and is stolen away by the Knights, and a point-blank miss at the other end by Vance Poppleton. He'll get a second chance and a foul. An offensive rebound. Krug put it up and missed it. Vance Poppleton got it back and made it. Foul on the Tigers will go on Jacoby Banger, his third. First foul of the quarter. Poppleton now, let's see, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15 in the game. He's made, I think it's 4 out of 8 free throws. That one's good. But now he's shot a whole bunch. He's made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's made 6. And missed 6. He's 6 out of 12. And has all their free throws in the game. Here are the Tigers. Down by 2 all of a sudden. On the 3-point play. Bodie Jones cut off. Leaves it back. With it. Banger out top. Whistle and a holding foul. On the defense, I think they're going to get Krug. Nope. 14, okay. Hudson Rutt with the foul, his first foul of the fourth quarter on the Knights. Armbruster will inbound to Banger. He'll take it out toward the top to Morris on the right side. They'll try to trap him, get it away to Jones. Whoever has the ball, they've got defenders running. Three ball, right side, 5-6 feet behind the line, good. Ethan Morris, he's got a dozen. The Tigers are up by one, 39-38. Ball City with the defense now, up by one. And it is Kobe Poppleton with a triple from the top. It's up, it's good. And now another lead change. The Tigers are all of a sudden down by two. Timeout, Ball City, down by a score of 41-39. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Six minutes, 15 seconds left in the ball game. The Tigers trailing the Knights, 41-39. We've had 10 lead changes in the game, 4 ties in the ball game so far. Tigers have the ball midcourt on the far side. They go left to right towards the west bucket here at the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse in this second half. Inbounding, Bodie Jones. He'll take it to the backcourt to Paxton Armbruster. He'll start up the floor. On the right wing, back out top it goes. With the ball now will be Morris. Into the paint he goes, and we've got a held ball. A reach in, a held ball will go to the Knights. So we'll reset here. The Knights have it. The Tigers showing pressure defense for, I believe, the first time tonight. Hedmeyer with it, goes cross court. Vance Poppleton goes back over right side. Hedmeyer now to the front court between defenders. pulls up, six-footer on the rim, no. Rebound of the Tigers, handled by Ethan Morris. Morris up the floor. Move the ball to the far side on the near right side. That is going to be Armbruster. Now to Banger. Morris fakes the three, drives, kicks the ball right side. But Jones drives in off the glass with the right hand, good. Bodie Jones will tie the game at 41, our fifth tie of the night. Bodie's first bucket of the ball game. Now a head and a reach-in foul on the Tigers. That's, I'm not going to say who's going to go on. I'm not sure here. Let's see. Number two, Bodie Jones. So that is the second team foul for the Tigers here in the fourth quarter. Edmeyer takes the inbound. It's stolen away by Armbruster. Good anticipation. Fakes to Jones. Layup left side. Good. Armbruster with the steal and the bucket at the other end. And the Tigers are up by two. 43-41. Out on the left side. Now back to Edmeyer. Drives the paint. Dishes off. And it's a big step and a bucket for Oscar Crow, who's coming to life all of a sudden. And we're tied at 43. 43 apiece, 4:48 to go. Tigers need a little run here if they can get one and a couple of stops on the defensive end. Left side, three ball, well short. Put up there by Jacoby Banger. He came up nothing but air that time, unfortunately. The other end, Edmeyer, three ball on the rim. No, but a follow-up, no good by Vance Poblin. He tried to catch and shoot it before he came down. He'd have been better off coming down that time. Tigers in the front. Off the right side now. Armbruster drives the paint in against three defenders. Try to reverse. No good. Rebound to the Knights. Here they come looking for the lead. 4:10 to play in the ball game. Cut off is Poppleton. That's Tyler. That is Toby Poppleton. Now over on the right side, Hudson Root with the basketball. Over to Edmeyer. Drives. Floater. In and out. No. Vance Poppleton. The rebound up. No. Rebound again. And we have a foul on the floor. On who? It's going to be on the Tigers. On the ground, no free throws. That's going to be the fourth on Jacoby Banger. Vance Poblin ended up on the deck. So into the game for the Tigers comes Elijah Layden again. Third team foul on the Tigers halfway through the fourth. Three ball, too strong from the corner for Hudson Rutt. Rebound to the Tigers. Paxton Armbruster looking. Stop. Now to Jones. Driving in the paint. Back to Armbruster. Back he looks. With the dribble. Couldn't find anybody. Now to Bodie Jones. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Left side. He goes with the basketball to Ethan Morris. Morris left side. Armbruster. 13 on the clock. Gives the ball up there. Now Simpson. Jones for three around the rim. It won't go. And the rebound. Vance Poblin, I don't keep track of rebounds, but he's got a bucket full tonight. To Edmeyer, the Knights looking again for the lead here. Give it up, Sam Edmeyer. Goes left, starts right, wheels off, gets it out. Faking the three is Rutt. He drives, it's up, it's good. And a foul and a chance for a three-point play. Tigers wanted traveling, they didn't get it. Foul on Paxton Armbruster. Now he's got four for the Tigers. Not good news on the foul trouble for the Tigers. Rutt with his second field goal puts the Knights ahead, 45-43. And now they are down three of the Tigers, 46-43, as Rutt makes both free throws. 3 minutes to go. Heartbreaker for whoever comes up short on this one. Inside the ball goes, spin in the lane, turn up, no good by Elijah Layden. Rebound to the Knights. They're owning the boards against the Tigers. Edmeyer moves. Floats it. Missed it. Rebound. Shot put up by Krogh. No good. And another offensive rebound put back by Van Poppelman. And a two-pointer good. Who made that basket? I didn't either. We didn't, anybody in the back row, we didn't see who made the basket. Well, anyway, the Knights are now up by five. With 2:28 to go at 48-43, timeout Ball City. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we are back to the Magner Henderson Fieldhouse. 48-43, the biggest lead of the ball game for the Knights. They trailed by as many as six in the first quarter. That last bucket by Hudson Rutt gives him seven in the ball game. Tigers are just giving up way, way too many offensive rebounds, especially here in the second half. Giving too many second and third chance points to the Knights here. Trailing now 48-43. Four fouls each on Armbruster and Jacoby Bangert for the Tigers. Tigers have committed four fouls this quarter. The Knights just one. Off the right side with the basketball now is Simpson. Now to Armbruster. Dribbling. 2:15 on the clock. Off to Jones. Swing it left side. And the Knights extend their defense way out beyond the three-point line. Tigers trying to move. Six on the shot clock. With it is going to be a drive. And now out to Jones. One. It's off. It's up. It's no good. We've got whistle. They call a shot clock violation. I thought sure that was off in time. But they say, no, not that it mattered. But it didn't go, and the Knights got the rebound. So the Knights have it. The Tigers showing full court pressure here. Now in the backcourt, Bodie Jones guarding the ball handler. Edmeyer breaks free on the pass, and we've got, an offensive, no, a defensive foul on the Tigers. That's going to be on Curtin Simpson, and that's going to be two shots now for the Knights, as that's the 15th foul. So the free throws are coming here now for Sam Edmeyer. His first trip of line, it's up, it's no good. No good. Second one coming. Edmeyer ready. Up. In and out. No good. Rebound. Couldn't be handled by the Knights that time. They just about had it, but it comes down to the hands of Ethan Morris. Tigers need to show a little more giddy up here. And now it's Armbruster driving. Takes on three defenders. Misses it short. Rebound brought down by Toby Poppleton to Edmeyer in the backcourt. Bodie Jones knocks it loose. Taken away. And it's going to be knocked away by Jones. It gets loose. Saving it is Armbruster. He throws it off of a Knight, and the ball caroms out of bounds. Fall City ball. 1:23 to go. Down by five. The Tigers kind of walking it up the floor here. And now it's going to be a long three off the rim. No good by Morris. Rebound again to Vance Poppleton. He'll take the return pass in the backcourt. Now he'll dribble it up to the front court. Timeout, Knights, with a 63 seconds to go in the game, and they have a five-point lead. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back on KTNC.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We've got 63 seconds left in this game. The Tigers had a two-point lead earlier this quarter, but it's been a pretty good run here for the Knights. They lead 48-43 now after three quarters. It was 36-33 Fall City, so the Knights have outscored the Tigers 15-7 here in the fourth quarter. And only two of those points on free throws. The Tigers are just 2 for 3 from the line in the ball game. the Knights have made seven so far. Seven out of 17. Not very good percentage, but it's a five-point advantage, and guess what the lead is? Five. All right, Ebmeyer around a defender, into the paint, floats it, no, rebound, fight for it, scramble for it, and is off of Vance Poppleton. Tigers get the ball, 55 seconds to go. Into the game for the Tigers again will be Jacoby Banger. Out of the game for the Tigers goes Elijah Layden. And now Armbruster picks it up in midcourt, moves up the floor. He picked up his dribble, and Tigers got to move. 28 on the clock, 45 seconds on the game clock. Back and in will be Morris. He needs help. Timeout, Fall City. They're fourth. They didn't have anything working there. 40.9 to go in the game. Tigers down five, and we're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? Texarex Pharmacy has you covered. Texarex CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, Texarex Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At Texarex, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit texarex.com to book your consult with Texarex Pharmacy today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
40.9 seconds left. The Fall City Tigers down by five. It actually led the majority of the ball game. They find themselves down five with less than a minute to go in this contest. They have the basketball. Tigers have the ball on the offensive end. The Tigers have just one timeout left. Triggering in will be Paxton Armbruster for Fall City. Everybody in the corner of the lane for the Tigers. Bringing in with the ball is Carson Simpson to Jones. And now back out to Armbruster all the way near midcourt. Got to move up, needs something quick. Goes in, spins, and fouls. He goes to the line. To shoot two, he tried a little up and under move as he got between two defenders here. Knight's foul will be on Toby Poppleton, his third, team foul number two of the quarter. Actually, that's the third, that's what I said on Poppleton, excuse me. All right, Paxton Armbruster, one for two at the line, and now two out of three. Tigers down by four. Tigers will bring Elijah Layden back into the game. Out goes Jacoby Banger with the four fouls. Armbruster ready, fires, and in and out won't go. Another rebound for Vance Poppleton. And we've got a foul on the Tigers. Good quick, 26.6 to go. But still down by two possessions here. Tiger foul will go on Ethan Morris, his third. And at the line to shoot to, Sam Ebmeyer. He's 0 for 2 at the line, has 7 points in the ballgame. Ebmeyer, 6-foot senior, gets ready and hits it. And the lead is 5. A two-possession ball game with 26.6 left. Out of the game goes Layden, back in, Banger. Free throw good again. It's a six-point lead. Tiger ball. And Armbruster thought it was over and back. They just about double dribbled. 18 seconds on the clock. A long three. Timeout, Fall City. Tigers got all discombobulated. Armbruster thought it was over and back, but it wasn't. We'll take one more 30-second break and be back on KTNC.
Hi, this is Robert Olberding from Community Medical Center in Fall City, Nebraska. We have some exciting news. CMC, the Nebraska Med Center, and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center are partnering up for the Partners in Prevention Cancer Screening Event on January 15th. Men 45 and older, if you haven't gotten your PSA checked yet, why don't you come out to the hospital to do that? Again, that is Community Medical Center Cancer Screening Event on Thursday, January 15th from 3 to 7 p.m.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Fall City has called their last timeout. They trail 50-44 with just 17.4 seconds to go. They need a three, they need to foul, and they need a miss at the other end. And then they need another three. That's a lot to hope for. All right, Tigers into Armbruster. He hands it off to Banger. For three, it's partially blocked, and that's going to end up with the being the deciding thing in the ballgame. With 8 seconds left, Vance Coughlin with yet another rebound. And then he got fouled. He'll go to the other end to shoot two more free throw attempts. Tiger foul on Bodie Jones, his second. So this game, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ties. Hobbled the free throw up and got it. He's got 17 in the ballgame now. We've had 11 lead changes and 6 ties. The lead is now 7. Oh, now it's 8 as he makes both free throws. And now to the front comes Armbruster for 3. It's off the mark, no good. And that's going to end your ball game. Your final score, the Lord Central Knights 52, Fall City 44. The Knights outscored the Tigers 19-8 in quarter number 4. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back and wrap this one up on KTNC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Baxter Henderson Fieldhouse. Your final score, boys' game tonight is going to be 52-44. The Lord Central Catholic Knights win over the Fall City Tigers, picking up their second win of the year against 8 losses. Fall City drops to 1 win and 9 losses on the year with tonight's loss. Tigers led for the majority of the ballgame, got outscored 19-8 in the fourth quarter, and they lose by 8 points. Tigers had a 3-point advantage going into that final quarter. Big key in the ballgame, at least, well, 2 of them, offensive rebounds. The Knights just killed the Tigers on the offensive boards. They had a lot of offensive rebounds and free throws. The Knights, 11 made out of 21 attempts in the ballgame. Fall City made 3 out of 5. The Tigers lose by 8, and the Knights made 8 more free throws than the Fall City Tigers, and they had 16 more free throw attempts in the ballgame. For the scoring column tonight, for the Tigers, they are led by Ethan Morris, who had a dozen. 10 for Jacoby Banger tonight. It's 6 for Paxton Armbruster. Bodie Jones had 2. Elijah Layden with 4. 4 for Brock Cottle and 6 for Carson Simpson in the game. For the Knights in the contest tonight, the scoring goes this way. They're led by Vance Poppleton. He had 18 points in the ball game. 12 for Toby Poppleton. It's 9 in the game for Sam Ebmeyer, 7 for Hudson Rutt, 6 for Oscar Krogh, for their total of 52. In the girls' game tonight, it was a win for the Knights of Lord Central Catholic. The Knights win it by a final score of 49-9. They were led by Emily Bohr with 12, Lily Madsen and Harper Rutt had 11 apiece, and for Fall City, leading the scoring column, Bella Johansson with 4 of the Tigers' 9 points. So, Fall City back in action tomorrow. The Tigers on the road. They head up to Meade for afternoon basketball tomorrow, and we'll hope they have better luck there. So, that's going to wrap it up here from the Fieldhouse site. McNair is the Fieldhouse. Brassy Lord Central Catholic gets 2 wins from Fall City tonight, and that's going to wrap it up. Our presenting sponsors for this game, F&M Bank in Fall City, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus at F&M Bank in Fall City. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody.
If you're considering a career in broadcasting, KTNC and KLZA and the Nebraska Broadcaster Association Foundation can help you become part of this exciting field. 3 $2,000 scholarships are available to community college and four-year university students who have completed 30 credit hours as of May 31st, 2026. Let us help you reach your career goals. For more information, contact KTNC or KLZA or click ne-ba.org. Application deadline is March 1st, 2026.
Good times and the greatest hits here on KTNC.